They went back to their own people and they reported everything, and then they raised their voices in prayer. I mean, it's just a beautiful statement, the Bible. When they heard it, they lifted up their voices. They just gathered together and they began to pray together. And this complete and courageous prayer came from the heart of these gathered people. And it's amazing what the content of their prayer was. Just watch this just for a second. You see, complete and courageous prayer, first of all, acknowledges the sovereignty of God. It's exactly what happened. They lifted their voices together and said, "Sovereign Lord, you are the one who made the heavens and the earth." Complete and courageous prayer, right up front. You know, Jesus did the same thing, because the disciples came to him during his earthly ministry and said, "Lord, teach us to pray." How did Jesus begin? He said, "Our Father who art in heaven." That's the acknowledgement of who God is. When you acknowledge the sovereignty of God, you are affirming that He is the one. It begins and ends with Him. Because He not only made the heavens and the earth, but He made every one of us. The Bible says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And God knows about you, and He knows about me. He knows us intimately, intricately, in the minutest detail. And complete and courageous prayer acknowledges who God is.
That unique brogue, that South African brogue, is Dr. Don Wilton, born in South Africa, but now an American citizen, and he'll tell you about that today as a part of Believing Faith, the message we'll be sharing over the next couple of days here at the Encouraging Word broadcast. One of the things our pastor, Dr. Don Wilton, wants to remind you is that this is not just a presentation, it's a conversation. And every single day, it's our joy to speak with you, to pray with you, whether it's keyboard to keyboard or on our website at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org, or the phone number 866-899-WORD. We would love to speak with you, pray with you, connect with resources. That's 866-899-9673. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
Over 30 years ago, I was adopted as a son of the United States of America. I'm an adopted son. I'm proud to be an American, extremely proud. When my wife and I stood before a judge of the Supreme Court, we raised our right hand and we took the Pledge of Allegiance. For me, being an American citizen brings to the table of my life a vast array of blessing that would take me a long time to share with you today. I was wondering if you know how blessed you are to live in this country, to be part of a nation like this. And so one can imagine what it means to all of us as we honor our veterans. For these are the men and women who have stood in the forefront, who have taken the heat, who lead the way, who protect, provide, preserve, defend. They're the ones who go, they're the ones who stand between me and them. So as an American, I have a lot to say, and I have very deep and abiding sense of gratitude in my heart. Even though I served in the military under a different flag. And so it is in the Christian life. What I want you to know about me today is that I'm a Christian man. My faith in and through the Lord Jesus Christ is of far greater importance to me than any citizenship upon this earth. Because this is an eternal matter of which I speak. Within the context of my proud citizenship upon this earth, I want you to know that most of all, I'm deeply grateful that I have been adopted to be a child of the king. That's exactly what happened to me. Because before Jesus Christ came into my heart, I served under a different flag. In fact, I was part of a different army. That's the way I was born. I was born in subjection to the army of Satan. There was nothing in me that had any inclination to be a participant of the things of God. But when Jesus Christ came into my heart, I took a drink of the living water, and my life was changed forever. And so whether I'm from China, and I'm going to be introducing in a little while some very special guests of ours from China who are with us today, or whether I'm from Africa, or whether I'm from Europe, it matters not. These are things that I can be well proud of. But the greatest joy of my heart is that I'm a man of faith. So I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think very carefully about this, because I'm going to show you something very, very exciting in God's Word this morning as we continue to study this book of Hebrews, where God evidently wants you and me to know something about ourselves in relation to our citizenship, in relation to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God wants us to know that because of our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ, that there are so many things that we can point to say, wow, am I a blessed person because I have put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. So I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to think about this. Right now, if someone was to come up to you in any walk of life and say to you, have you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure that if you were to die today, or if the Lord Jesus were to come back again, do you know, no doubt about it in your heart, you have repented of your sin, and by faith you have confessed your sin to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you've received Him as your Savior and Lord, you are a Christian person. So you are a person of faith in Jesus Christ. If you're able to say that today, and I'm speaking both to our wonderful Genesis congregation this morning and to each one of us and to thousands of us who are worshiping by way of television, and you may be right there at your bedside right now, I want you to listen to this, or you may be in that prison right now. I want you to answer this question before God. It's not about me, it's about you, and it's before God. God knows. So you may be in a firehouse right now. You may be on duty. You may be a nurse today and you have to work and take care of someone and you're at that station in that hospital. Perhaps today something's going, maybe you are one of those people who have to prepare meals for others and you're pausing and you're looking at me right now on a television set and I'm going to ask you a question. Are you ready for this? Before God, are you able to say right now that you are a person of faith? You're a person who has given your heart to Jesus. You've trusted in Him. You've been saved by God's grace. God has written your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. You know that He lives in your heart. You know that you're forgiven. And furthermore, you know that one day, you together with me and together with thousands upon thousands of others, you are going to go to heaven and you are going to spend forever with the Lord Jesus. You are a person of faith. If you can say that today, just raise your hand wherever you are. Just put it up. Just put it up. Thank you. Put it down. Why did I do that so quickly? Because I'm not here to, my purpose right now, I'm not standing here to judge you, to look at you. I'm not counting. Now, wait a minute. Now, God saw. He saw what you did or didn't do. That's why I want to invite you to give your life to the Lord Jesus. But furthermore, I'm going to show you something today. So everyone take your Bibles this morning. And I'm going to ask you to turn in Hebrews, the book of Hebrews. You need to follow along. I want to show you something absolutely remarkable today. We're going to be in Hebrews and chapter 10. And I want to speak to you for just a few moments about believing faith. Sounds almost like two like statements, believing faith. By the way, someone said to me one time, what exactly is faith? Well, it's believing. Now, what is believing? Believing is faith. Faith is putting your trust. Now watch this. This is great. I love this part. Is there anybody here who could ever say to me, Pastor, I know God, I can understand God, I know everything about God, I've got a corner on God's economy. None of us can do that. God is incredible, He's mighty, He's awesome, He's vast. You and I cannot even begin to even touch the floorboards of His throne in heaven. We've discovered that in our study. And so how do you come to know God? You come to know Him through faith. You accept in your heart because the Spirit of God is making God known to you and you are being drawn into His heart and you're saying, Lord, I don't understand all of this. I don't understand how it all works. I don't even really understand how it is that I know Jesus is alive, but I believe it. I take God at His word. That's faith. It's trusting. That's what it is. Now, I'm going to show you something because of your faith. You ready for this? And I want to begin in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 21. And I'll stop just a few minutes and then I want to put it all together quickly for you. This is what the writer to the Hebrews says in chapter 10 and verse 21. It's an amazing statement. He says, since we have a great high priest over the house of God. Everybody watch me. Remember now, as we've been talking about the fact that Jesus is our high priest, that we don't need to go to God through anybody else. In fact, we can't. Remember when Jesus died, the curtain was torn in two. There was no longer any need for anyone to stand between you and me and God. Jesus, through His death on the cross, is the one who stands there for us. That's the word mediate. It's like an arbitrator. He stands between me and you. And so now we become justified by grace through faith through our Lord Jesus. We go through Jesus. So that's what he's saying here. And don't you love that word over the house of God? So if you were to picture the church that you're in or the group of believers that you're in, that little group of people that gather together, there's a sense in which God's giving us a picture here of the Father's heart. It's just like a daddy, isn't it? Like a daddy. You know, it's like you want to just get a hold of those children of yours. So the picture that we've got here, watch this. He says, since you are people of faith, I want you to get this picture, that you have a heavenly Father who is over your house. Isn't that beautiful? Do you know Jesus? You don't want to miss this. Now watch what happens here. That's verse 21. Since we have a great high priest over the house of God, look what happens. This is what comes. This is our citizenship. This is our believing faith. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies having been washed with fresh water. Verse 23. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. God is faithful.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton here on the Encouraging Word, and Dr. Don will be back in just a minute with more of today's message, Believing Faith. But Dr. Don wants me to remind you, we're here for you. Matter of fact, in these last few days, we've been connecting a record number of people with the Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide. Dr. Don sends out an email every morning, 5:45, 6 o'clock in the morning, and it's a wonderful moment. It's a brief email with a touch of God's Word and a touch of insight about that Word, but something you can think on, pray through, marinate on, as a friend of mine would say, throughout the entire day. And we're seeing it revolutionize each of our lives. I'm one of those that uses it every day as a jump start to my quiet time. And I challenge you to consider doing it for 7 days, just 7 days. You can sign up on our website right now at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. Or if you'd like, maybe you're on the go, text the word daily to 30500. We'll send you a quick link to the website where you can sign up, and you'll be getting it by this time tomorrow. consider building a discipline into your life. And again, I know that it'd be great if we all could spend 30 or 40 minutes. Our pastor spends, Dr. Don spends a lot of time in God's Word every day, hours on occasion. But I think that maybe the best place to start is with just a few minutes and then let it grow. I challenge you, consider joining the Daily Encouraging Word team. It's absolutely free. If you'd like a copy to hold in your Bible or put over your visor, as many of my friends do in carpool line, just call us at 866-899-WORD and we'll send you a copy. That's 866-899-9673 for a physical copy, or just sign up online at theencouragingword.org today for the Daily Encouraging Word email.
I started receiving your daily guide as a birthday gift. I have been so blessed and moved by the daily word. It's as if this devotional was tailor-made especially for me. I in turn gave a donation and signed my niece up to receive it. She called me in tears saying, "Aunt Barbara, God is speaking to me personally. Every word has given me hope. Thank you for this ministry."
Now back to today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
Look at the next verse. Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and to good works. Thank you for what you all do. Thank you for serving in refuge. Thank you for giving a cup of soup through the helping ministries. Thank you for going to Brazil to build churches. Thank you for going to Africa to establish orphanages. Thank you for digging a well to give somebody something to drink. Watch this. Verse 25, not neglecting to meet together. Don't neglect the gathering of ourselves together in the church, as is the habit of some of you. So I'm going to ask you, where have some of you been lately? Are some of you going to say it's more important to go to a football game than it is to gather together in the house of God? You've got a serious problem on your hands. Because a football game is going to be wonderful and you're going to love it and I'm going to love it and I'm going to scream louder than you. But if I neglect gathering together in the house of God, I'm going to run out of juice, because a football game cannot give me anything that's lasting. That's why some of you are so flat. You're putting all your time and energy into non-eternal things. You're drinking from a dry well. Okay, let's just go to chapter 11 quickly. Boom, 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 just like this. Let's do it. Chapter 11, let's try and put this in. Let's explain what this believing faith is. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By the way, have you ever asked the question, how did the Old Testament saints come to know God? There it is. By faith. God didn't have an alternative plan for salvation. Verse 3, by faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of the things that are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. Do you want a legacy that will speak forever from the grave? Stop building monuments made of brick and stone. This is faith. This is believing faith. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, because he was not found, because God had taken him. Now, before he was taken, he was commended as a man who had pleased the heart of God. Hands up, anybody here genuinely before God today who would say, I genuinely want to please the heart of God. Raise your hand. My hand's up. I want to please God. Now, there are just three things I want to give you here about believing faith. Remember my opening illustration. I'm an American citizen. If I had time today, I'm going to tell you what that brings to my table. You know, when I became an American citizen, this nation adopted me. This nation said, these are your people. This nation surrounded me with every provision. This nation filled my heart with joy. This nation gave to me the privilege of being able to vote. This nation brought to my table all the benefits and all the blessings and all the opportunities and all the privileges of being an American citizen. I can hardly stand myself. Now, I want to tell you something, that I'm a man of faith. That's what he's saying. Since you are people of faith, three things that faith does for us. Number one, faith prods us. Have you ever been prodded? You know, you want to go somewhere and you're standing in line, someone gets behind you and keeps doing this to you, keeps moving you along, you know. We do that with our kids, don't we? We take them by the hand, we love them, and we prod them. We say, come on now, come on. Get, move. We do that. I'm one of the greatest prodders when I drive because I have to deal with all these drivers who never move out of the fast lane. In fact, I think I recognize some of you from yesterday. Faith prods us. He tells us what faith prods us to do. This is the benefit of my faith. Four things. Faith prods us to draw near to God. Look at verse 22. Let us then draw near to God. Because God is over us, because we belong to Him, because He's our Heavenly Father, we are prodded to draw near to Him. God's given you permission to draw near to God. Can you imagine that? People all over the world are wanting to draw near to God. You can because you're a man, a woman of faith. You do that through Bible study, through the Spirit, through fellowship. Number two, faith prods us to hold unswervingly. I want you to look at verse 23. Let us hold fast unswervingly to the confession of our faith and hope and trust in Christ. Faith means that God has given to me and to you the ability to hold on to all that God has given to me through His Son. It means that He has made part of my own life all the benefits of my citizenship concerning the kingdom of the living God. I can hold on to that. To borrow a phrase, I can take it to the bank. Number three, faith prods me to spur one another on. That's what faith does. Faith prods us to spur one another on. Look at verse 24. And let us consider how to stir up. I'm a man of faith. You're a woman of faith. We are people of faith. We are believing faith. We exercise believing faith. And what that does, it prods me. It invites me to be a participant of a group of people who mutually stir one another up to do things for one another.
If the Lord has done something in your life today, you've made a change, a course correction, you need to tell someone. And as our pastor would say, why not tell him? Why not tell us? You can call us and speak with us and pray with us right now at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or if you'd like to let Dr. Don know what God's doing in your life and how you'd like us to pray with you, you can email him directly. Don@theencouragingword.org is the email address. That's Don, D-O-N, at theencouragingword.org. We would love to hear from you. And speaking of hearing from you, we've heard from more and more friends that are becoming encouragers. What does it mean? Here's Dr. Don with more.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm so happy to hear that. Why don't you pray this prayer with me today? Dear God, I know that you love me very, very much. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on a cross so that I might be forgiven of my sin. Today, I repent of my sin. I confess my sin to you. And I invite you to come into my heart and into my life by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. If you've prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to welcome you to the family of God. This is wonderful. I hope that you know how much I'm going to be praying for you and how very important this is for me. Call us so that we can talk to you and connect you in the right place so you can begin this wonderful journey. And in just a moment, I'm going to come back with a final word.
Could it be that faith is prodding you in this moment to even more? Know that we're available to talk, to pray, to maybe answer some questions that are coming up in your heart as you're listening to the pastor preach. 866-899-WORD is our phone number. I suggest you jot it down or store it in your cell because it will always connect you to one of us happy to talk or listen or pray. That's 866-899-9673 or online at theencouragingword.org. Before we get away, more from Dr. Don Wilton next.
Hello, my friends. I want to speak to you personally today from my heart to yours. I don't think there is ever a better or more important time for us to respond to our world by standing up for righteousness. Now, with this in mind, I would like to invite you to become an Encourager ministry partner. You see, together we can impact lives both now and for all time and all eternity. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. And to know that you are standing with me financially enables me to move forward with confidence to do the work God has called me to do. So please call the number on your screen and just simply say, I want to become an encourager. Thank you so much for helping me.
That number again is 866-899-WORD. 866-899-9673, or meet us online at theencouragingword.org.
Hello, my friends. You and I know so well that in today's world, social media is at the forefront of the social lifestyle. Everything you post on social media is so important, isn't it? People are snapping, tweeting, and posting more than ever, and we need your help. It's so vital to not only follow the Encouraging Word on our social platforms, but that you share our encouraging content with your friends and family. Friends, this is not fake news. This gospel presentation is real, and it's alive, and we need your help in sharing this truth with our searching world. So thank you for your support of the Encouraging Word, and please follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and be sure to like our Facebook page to help us get this good news out to a very desperate world. God bless you today.
Greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Don, I'm a prisoner here in North Carolina, and I've been listening to your preaching on the radio broadcast each morning for quite some time now. I really wanted to write you to let you know what a blessing you have been to me. Hearing you preach the Word of God and how you love the Lord Jesus Christ has just truly touched my heart more than I could ever express. I'm 42 years old, and I was brought up in church and have always had a deep love for Jesus Christ. I was saved at a young age, but got on the wrong path that caused me such heartache and sorrow. I've been through pancreatic cancer and a lot of health issues, but the Lord has blessed me to live and to be healed. I know in my heart He has called me for a purpose to serve Him, and I will be getting released in just a few more years. And my dream is to get into the ministry for Jesus Christ and to live for Him the rest of my life. When I hear you preach and teach, it just touches my heart so deeply, and I want to be able to meet you in person one day. And I look forward to hearing you on the radio each and every day.
I have been watching the Encouraging Word for several months. I always learn something every week that I can apply to my life. After a recent program, I got down on my knees, confessed my sins, repented, and asked Jesus into my life. Thanks to God's grace and mercy, you showed me His love. I am a new Christian because of your efforts. I am grateful you led me to the Lord.